Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Greetings, trashlings. Welcome back to another episode of Space Trash. Space Trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus.
Is that good? Beautiful.
And I'm Sarah Moore.
And I'm Molly Malshine. And I'm reporting to you live from Dublin.
Be back.
Where it's warmer than New Jersey. I will tell you that much.
New Jersey is having third winter, and there was an earthquake today.
There was an earthquake. Okay. I have to say something. Friend of the pod, Jeff Plate, who is going, he hasn't been on this pod, but he was on Christmas News, me and my sister's sister pod.
Jeff Tectonic Plate?
Oh my. Jeff Tectonic Plate. Exactly. He posted, this is what we get for renaming the Cheesequake Rest Stop. Because you know the Cheesequake Rest Stop, you might not know, real heads from Monmouth County will know, the Cheesequake Rest Stop, it's the best rest stop. It's the first, if you're from Monmouth or Ocean, it's really like the first real good. It's the first rest stop on the parkway that's got that North Jersey money where that's like, it's nice.
I know the rest stop. I'm curious to know if you're going to say what I think you're going to say, but of course I know the rest stop. I be driving back and forth from Philly to Montclair, and you know that I wait for the good rest stop.
The Cheesequake. And they renamed it to John Bon Jovi Rest Stop.
Okay, I can't believe we haven't talked about this before. There was a full-on Jersey-wide referendum that actually caused every rest stop in New Jersey to be named for a famous New Jerseyan.
It was not a referendum because everyone would have voted no.
I'm actually not even sure what a referendum is. I said that and I was like, is it a referendum?
I figured you didn't know. Yeah,
I'm saying the state government was like, now forevermore we are owning. And what's funny is one of them is, I think it might be James Gandolfini, like for Tony Soprano, but I actually don't think James is from New Jersey. So he was sort of like, you know, they give like honorary degrees at Harvard. I think James Gandolfini has an honorary degree from New Jersey.
No, he went to Rutgers. He's from New Jersey.
Yeah, oh, okay, great.
Mason Gross.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, perfect. Yeah, they're all renamed. They're all renamed for celebrities that are from our state.
It's hell on earth. So Jeff Tectonic Plate, who's going on Jeopardy, by the way, April 17th. Everyone, please tune in.
I can't wait.
Yeah, he's going on Jeopardy. We'll have to have him on the pod.
Have him on the pod afterwards. I was just thinking that. I would love to talk to him after that.
Yeah, so he said, this is what we get for renaming the Cheesequake Rest Area. And I'm like, yeah, it's karma. But then I was like, Cheesequake, earthquake. I've actually never looked up why Cheesequake is called that, you know? So I figured out why. Do you want to know?
Is it something that you like looked up or did you come to a conclusion?
I looked it up.
Okay.
Yeah. Cheesequake is an, this is all from Wikipedia. So again, it could be completely
Just made up someone else's conclusion. LOL.
But, you know, whatever.
Donate.
Here's what it says.
Donate.
Cheesequake is an unincorporated community located within Old Bridge Township in Middlesex County in the U.S. state of New Jersey. Old Bridge, famously, is where season 5 of Jersey Shore Family Vacation, Angelina got caught sneaking into some guy's house. That was in Old Bridge. But anyway, why is it called Cheesequake? The name Cheesequake has been variously described as deriving from the Lenape words Chese'oki, which means upland, Chichequas, which means upland village, or Chiskakink, at the land that has been cleared. So I guess we bastardized some Native American words to come up with Cheesequake. And I got to tell you, I'm glad we did, because what a word.
I jumped right to that feeling of like being in the cheese aisle at like a gourmet grocer and just being like, oh, I'm like quaking in my Uggs. Like, I don't even know what cheese to got. I'm going to get all the cheeses. Is there any kind of platter? Can I get three for 15? What am I going to do?
Yeah, quaking. Me, when I walk, when I have the great misfortune of seeing the reflection of my butt when I walk in the mirror now that I'm postpartum. That's what Cheesequake means to me.
Oh, I relate.
Thoughts and prayers, though, to all the victims of the New Jersey earthquake. all the people who didn't get their phones out in time to take a video of the shaking.
Yeah. So
thoughts
hard.
And prayers. I'm so sorry that you guys didn't get to make that content and you're just going to have to repost the NJ.com reel about it instead. Better luck next time.
Yeah. BLNT.
Yeah.
Number one, everybody listen up. I'm done with New York. Okay. It wasn't an earthquake in New York. It wasn't the New York earthquake. It was the New Jersey earthquake. And you all felt our quake.
It was a New Jersey-quake.
A New Jersey-quake.
It was not New York. They make everything about themselves.
There wouldn't even be good wordplay. New York-quake? No. New Jersey-quake is solid gold.
Yeah. And LA is going to be like, oh, you think that's an earthquake? We'll show you an earthquake. And it's like, no, that's just your hand shaking because you haven't had a carb in 6 years.
The other thing about LA is like, as much as it like looks like dreamland and it's like the living's easy out here, like just like a little bit more relaxed, a little bit more green juice. It's also like, yo, you guys have earthquakes and mudslides. The fact that celebrities would choose to build homes that are more than likely going to burn down is like, what are we doing?
It's the ultimate F you. It's F you money.
Yeah. I actually don't even need to keep this house. I've tripled insured it and who gives a fuck about my stuff? If anything, I get a sob story out of it. Tara Delevingne. Devastated by the loss of her stuff. When I find that, wasn't that like the big, she was,
her name's Kara.
Oh, what did I don't even know what, oh, it's not Kara.
You said Tara.
No, Kara.
You said Tara.
Oh, I meant Kara. You both are wrong.
No, you can say Kara. Kara is the same as Kara with a different accent.
My name is not Sara.
Nick thinks it is.
Whoa, what a reframe. Wow, universe provides, actually. That's a great point. Irish accent, yeah.
We have two friends named Sarah and Sarah, and I pronounce them the same. One has an H and one doesn't. And Nick gets very offended that I pronounce the H-less Sarah the same way. He thinks that should be Sarah.
Wait.
And I'm like, I don't think it is. She's never corrected me.
Wouldn't the Sarah with an H be more, huh, Sarah?
Yeah, like a Sarah. Yeah.
It's biblical. Sarah. Now, what I find fascinating is that based on NewJersey.com and New Jersey reporting only, and only that, this was a 4.8 scale earthquake, and the eclipse is on 4-8.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that kind of fun? I'm not saying it means anything or that it doesn't. I just love a coincidence, a natural coincidence.
Yeah, that's great. That's really exciting. And an eclipse is like, I mean, an earthquake is when the plates go on top of each other like an eclipse. Like they're, you know.
Oh my God, wait, I didn't even think about that.
It's like one of them is eclipsing the other. That's why everything shakes.
That is deep. Most importantly, though, what I wanted to throw out there is here's an idea for a new rest stop soon to be built, perhaps in LBI. Jack Antonoff the Parkway rest stop.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Jack Antonoff the Parkway. Yeah.
So mote it be. Make a referendum. So mote it be.
Okay. That's enough earthquake material for the both of us. Tell me about your hair. You're getting your hair dyed. You're dyeing it yourself.
So I got it cut the other day. And what I thought was really funny is like she was really souped up to give me a curly haircut specifically. Mom's like, get a blowout. I'm like, for what? To go back in the pool? I'm not wasting all of our time. But silly me, I should have specified, if you're going to blow out my hair, do it straight. She used a diffuser, and I felt really bad for her at the end of the cut, because it is a really good cut, and I knew it was a good cut, but then she started using the diffuser, and I was just like, this is not, like, you don't want to, you know, like the curl diffuser.
Was it wet scrunch?
It was wet scrunch and blown with a diffuser, and it looked like I licked my fingers and stuck them in a socket.
How did you not send me this picture?
I didn't take pictures. One. I didn't even take one. I didn't even go there.
What?
Well, because here's the thing. My mom was also getting her hair done. She was in the salon. I didn't want to, it would have been so phony if I had thrown up a camera and taken a picture, because the elephant in the room was like, I swear it's going to look good after the first wash. She didn't even have to say it. Like, we all knew. Like, I looked really, really bad. I had no makeup on.
I know, but that's why you take the picture. You say, this looks hilarious. I need to take a picture.
You know, a huge regret of mine, actually. It's really interesting you bring that up. Something that I'd like to let go of this eclipse season. Not that it's my choice. Fate will wash things in and out, as does the Jersey Shore. But I have a lot of things that in the moment felt really embarrassing, and like I got rid of the footage. Like I was telling the story the other day about the time that I got booed off the stage at the at the Palm Beach Improv, and then they were like kind enough to send me a tape, and I like threw it out. And then like also Fart and Poop is Great as Shit, the big production that actually didn't go. There was a sound issue. You know, that video I deleted. And now I look back and I'm like, whoa, like, you know, lesson one of improv. I know you'll never take it. So this is lesson one, other than, okay, it's lesson two. One is yes and. Lesson two is never look cool. Like, never try to look cool. Like, embrace not cool. And like, I don't know. Yeah, I didn't take a picture just because I mean, I looked really bad. And the glaring thing was, and she tried to sell me on it, like, well, if you had your hair colored, like right now, my hair is not colored. It's sort of like dried out because it like was colored a while ago. I also like sit in pool.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's funny. Like, I always really thought of myself as a deep brunette. Maybe it's just because I'm like on my way to Grayville. But like all of a sudden, my roots are kind of like mousy. And
yeah, that's just gray.
Oh, no.
So she tried to tell you, oh, this will look good when you give me $300 to color it.
The price shocked me. So basically she was like, Jesus. If this was colored, she's like, I would recommend like a gloss or a just like a, you know, it's like a full process of a color just to like deepen the color because, you know, it looks frizzy. Like she's trying to tell me like it looks frizzier than it would. And it's like, I should have stopped her. Like, don't use this diffuser on my hair if you want to have a good rest of day. Like, don't
also,
do it.
Also, like, nothing. She's a hairdresser. She shouldn't be making your hair look frizzier than it should.
I was dead. I almost wanted. And then she started to like walk me through what products she used, and I would be like, "Do you have any serum? I wanted to say, like, is there any serum? Is there any sarum? No, is there any serum in here that you could just maybe like put on?" Like, I walked out and like put my hat back on, and I was like, "This is why I wear hat because like it just I looked ridiculous." Post shower, it actually is a good cut, but when she told me how much it would be, I'm so used to Joanne doing my hair that I had no idea. I now have a totally different experience of you talking about like the beauty woes. And I actually did look on Dublin Groupon, and I want to tell you, they do have Groupon, but there's not Botox on it yet.
I wouldn't get Groupon Botox anyway.
Okay, that's another question I had for you. So like, thank you for that, a double answer. But because I considered it as I was looking on Groupon because the hair, that color was so expensive. So I was like, I gotta see if there's a Groupon. And then I found myself at Target returning a bathing suit that is just simply not my size any longer, but it maybe will be someday. Who cares? I'm beautiful. But I ended up buying at-home hair dye. And I almost did it last night, and then I was like, I gotta wait to ask Molly first about at-home hair dye, because like I truly don't, I mean, like you've seen some of the show notes I post, and I have way more control over that. So like, I don't know, what do you think?
I don't think you should do it.
I mean,
you don't need highlights, you just need a toner, or
I just need like a color.
Yeah,
a
that's
blazer,
like
a toner. Yeah,
what, $80 max?
Well, this salon was very expensive, but that's like my mom's like special like inheritance salon.
Well, how much was it?
It was like $175 for like what she wanted to do. And I was like, $175? Like, right, I would pay $80. I'd pay $80.
Yeah, maybe your mom can pay for it.
That's a good idea. I'll have it be her idea. It's her bougie salon, and she forced me to get a haircut. I didn't even want one anyway. But I was glad I did it in the end. But post, like, I could see, like, I feel like the diffuser, now that I think about it, like, the larger point of it was just so that my mother had a moment of, like, maybe I shouldn't have been so harsh on her hair, like, and forced her to do this. She's like, surprise, we have haircuts. And I was like, what?
Here's what you should do. You should ask your mom what her roots looked like at your age and what her routine was. And did she get $185 dye job in 1980s money? I'm sure she did. So, like, that's what you do. You know what I mean? And she'll be like, oh, my God, how silly of me. How could I withhold this from my daughter?
Like, if I'm a good mom, I would support her beauty. And if I want her to find love and get on stage again and do all the stuff that, like, leaving the house is, like, period.
Yeah. And also, you are her mini-me.
Right.
Does she want to be looking at a mini-me with mousy roots? No, bring that up.
Right. That's why I took my website down. When I realized my website doesn't actually reflect me, I took it down. Like, I'm out here reflecting Myra's daughter energy, and it better be Myra's fucking dye job a daughter.
And now it's like Japanese porn bot website. It's so funny. I don't know how.
Is it really?
Yes.
Well, that's the best I could hope for. That's great. That's better than it could have been Cheesequake.
Well, we would be so lucky.
It's a cheese site. Oh my God, wait, real quick. Did you see that I applied for that bunion study?
Oh, the bunionectomy?
They called me this morning. I have to call them back.
Good. Make those bunions start earning their keep. All right, let's get into the celebs.
I think Jack Antonoff the Parkway is really good. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so did you read, I guess that, you know, Abby, there's a lot to talk about with Diddy, but I feel like we should wait until the story unravels. There's obviously so much more to go. News, it's not been newsing. I mean, in fact, I think it's been a snoozing. I just love rhymes.
Yeah, it's been snoozing.
But, you know, Beyonce's album came out. That was good.
Oh.
Jen and Melissa got married. That's the biggest news of New Jersey, etc.
Huge.
Huge.
Listen, Beyonce's album was better than good. You can't just say it was good.
Can I be honest?
No, you can't. I don't want to hear
it.
I
thought it was really good. I wanted to listen to it in like 1.25. I felt like it was a little slow.
No,
for me.
You need to.
I liked it. I thought it was good, but yeah.
Wrong. You have to keep listening. And you smoke weed.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right. Maybe I should listen to it when I'm stoned. Right. I was in the car.
Yeah, definitely. And the thing that is really interesting about it is like, even though it's a country album, it's got so much Beatles influence just in terms of like,
really?
Obviously the Blackbird cover,
yeah.
But there's this moment where there's all these like chords going at once that reminds you of the beginning of A Day in the Life. There's like the fact that the whole back half of the album all sort of runs together, like the second half of Abbey Road.
Wait, that actually is already making me think about it differently. That's
yeah.
Really interesting.
It's really good. It's so good.
Did you know though that Dolly rewrote the lyrics for Jolene? Like, it, what, that's like one of them that Beyonce did not write on?
No.
Is that not true?
No, that's not true. She, no.
I'm cutting it.
Actually, the baby's crying. Do you mind if I just
not at all.
Throw her at Nick real quick?
Do it on camera like a football.
Okay. I'll be right back.
I can't believe I'm wrong, though. I'm just going to cut that. Fuck that. That's
no,
not important.
It's an interesting rumor. Sarah.
Well, it's an interesting rumor.
It's
You're
okay
right.
It's okay to be wrong.
Oh, my God. I'm doing it again. I'm doing it again.
It's okay to be wrong.
I'm like, fuck that. If I did the wrong thing, I'm forgetting it.
It's not a wrong that's going to offend people.
I'm like humiliated. I'm humiliated. I'm like, you got it wrong?
Yeah, no. You got to roll with
fuck.
It.
Fuck. That's the thing. I'm such a covert perfectionist. I'm not a perfectionist outwardly. In fact, I think I lead with buffoonery as a tactic, but I actually am low-key a Capricorn moon in the end, and I am a perfectionist.
It keeps you in the house.
Well, maybe with the right color, it wouldn't.
Yeah.
I do think we should talk about the Beyonce album because I love it so much. I can't stop listening to it. I've been jet lagged, so I wake up 5 times a night and just a different track is playing in my head. Right now, my favorites are Yaya and Sweet Honey Buckin.
Like them both.
So good. But let's talk about Jolene.
I heard that Dolly rewrote it as a feminist anthem for Beyonce because she realized that hers was like flimsy, whimsy, boob job energy.
No. So basically, Dolly famously will not allow you to cover her songs unless you let her retain full writing credit.
What?
Yeah, famously Elvis wanted to do I Will Always Love You and he wanted to share writing credit with her. Like his manager was really adamant that he should get the writing credit because that's where you really make the money is the writing. And she said no, and he never did. And thank God he never did because then Whitney might never have done it, which was such a better version.
Meant to be.
Right. So Beyonce did add her own lyrics, but it still just says it's Dolly's song.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which is wild because, you know, Beyonce has been accused of, you know, maybe taking writing credits on, like she took a writing credit on Oh Holy Night once.
Okay, so this is like payback. This is karma. This is balancing of sorts. Oh Holy Night.
Right. It might just be her being like, you know what? Like enough people are tweeting about this. I actually have to stop with the credits and whatever.
Sure.
But what did you think of the new version? Because Dolly's version is very much, please don't take my man.
Right.
I'm begging you
right.
Because you're so beautiful.
Yeah.
And this one is, I will fight you if you try.
It was a welcome update. I had no problem with the original version. I understand being in that position of just like, no, don't take him, man. My version is Finsta stalking his exes or whoever I think he met that night, you know. So I totally get that. I like the updated Beyonce Jolene.
Yeah.
I think it actually is a callback to the Lemonade album.
Yeah.
I can't believe Hold Up isn't in my top five every year. I can't tell you how much it gives me. And while it is traumatic to go back to that place where I want to smash cars with my bat, I also feel so empowered by somebody recognizing that feeling And I felt like Jolene was an updated version of that, like empowered, like, hey, this is the, it's not good, it's not bad. This is the reality of it. And like, don't you fucking fuck with my marriage.
Right.
Don't fuck with my family. I loved it.
Yeah. I hate how we have kind of decided that you have to pretend there aren't actually people out there who seek out partnered people to bang.
Totally, dude. It's actually like a whole thing.
Yeah. Like a lot of women would rather be with someone who is partnered. And yes, the guy is bad too. The guy is worse because he's the one who's partnered. But like, you can still be pissed that a woman is like looking at your man. Like, you cannot take that away from me. So I do love how permission giving it is when Beyonce is a little bit psycho.
Well, and it's also very, like, it's very much the energy of Aries and Aries season in general. It's very, very much the energy of this upcoming eclipse that is happening on magnitude 4-8 with the also very rare re-entrance into our solar system of the casually known devil, a comet, love. And I think that even just redefining, I mean, now that's a real tangent. I won't go down that path. That might be for the Patreon, like really like redefining Satanism. But like, I do. I actually have some notes on it. I have a Space Trash podcast running. Like, if there's no new stuff I'd like to talk about Molly about that I think would be interesting. And that's on there. So just keep it, put a pin in that. But but I do think that, well, yeah, I don't remember what I was saying, but I have a note here. Tell Molly about I. When we get off, I have a real story about someone who does that, that is going to make you melt like Alex Mack in your chair. You're going to hate it so much.
Oh, I'm really excited.
Yeah, it's really fun. I'm really excited. It's really fun. It's really demented. It's really good. But yeah, all that to say, I thought it was great. And I thought that, Aries season, eclipse. What's interesting about this, among other things, what's interesting about this eclipse is that it's, you know, the sun and the moon are going to be conjunct like a new moon, which happens every month. But with eclipses, which really only happen, you know, twice a year, like every 6 months ish, these are portals. Whereas every new moon is like, we're still in control. Like, Sarah, don't delete that file, or do. It's your choice. Eclipses are going to bring in and out embarrassing shit that you couldn't possibly manage if you chose. So the last eclipse was in Libra. That was a south node eclipse. That was a releasing eclipse. This eclipse is a bringing towards you eclipse. It's in Aries, the fight, the warrior sign. And aside from the North Node, it's exactly to the degree conjunct wounded healer Chiron. So this is like Jolene for this new moon eclipse is the most absolute perfect vibe check we could get. Of course, Virgo Beyonce is on it because she would be. But like, it's really, that's the energy of this eclipse, where it's like, what's worth fighting for and stand up for what's fucking right. And it's not about being like, you know, the beauty of Aries, like, love it or hate it. The beauty of Aries is like, it's not really thinking much about like, you know, I wasn't raised this way or this wasn't right. Or like, if my man did that, it's actually just that primal energy of like fight and like spark. And I think Beyonce going, I'm not leaving a fucking Sean. Like, it's like,
but I don't think she calls him it. She probably calls him Jay.
I'm sure she doesn't. I was just trying to make it, you know, like when you say like instead of Pete, you say Peter. Mm-hmm. I was trying to like make it like a, I'm saying your whole name.
Formal.
Yeah. But Sean's like a short. Sean's pretty short, shorter than Jay-Z. So I should have stuck with that. But anyway, the bottom line is that song is the energy of this moment. And I think we all need to come to terms with, right, nothing's too embarrassing or like too fucked up to say. It's actually like when you embrace what is and say, yes, this is what it is. And you know what? Perfect or not, I'm fighting for my freaking family, Jolene.
Right. And
it's cool.
Also, the difference between this one and Lemonade is in this song, Beyonce's version of Jolene, she never says that he consummates.
Right.
She's just pissed that this woman is acting desperate at the club or whatever, you know?
Right. This is to Becky.
Yeah, it doesn't have as good of a ring to it. But she is saying,
your long hair.
She's saying, get away. You're being annoying and desperate and you're pissing me off.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people on Twitter are taking issue with it because it's like not feminist. And it's like, what? So now you can't be annoyed that someone's trying to flirt with your husband? Like, come on. What are we doing?
Right. There's very few things that we actually have a right when it comes to like other people to even have that kind of like puffed puffed chest moment about, and one would be marriage.
Also, I think that those people who are like, I wouldn't care. I wouldn't care if someone's hitting on my partner in front of me. It's like, okay, well, I'm just going to assume that that's because you are cheating on them already and you want to, you know what I mean?
You know what's funny? Yes, I do. But it's funny because even you saying that, to me, it has nothing to do with cheating as much as I take it as an insult to me. It's like, you think that I'm an idiot? Like, you think you can do this in front of me? You don't care if you hurt me? Like, how dare you think that I wouldn't say anything?
Yeah.
I actually have said things in the past with a couple of Jolene's of my own. And while on the one hand, I sort of regretted it like 30 minutes later, ultimately, I was really proud in the end. And it was something we laughed about later on.
Right. I've never been in the position of hitting on someone else's boyfriend or husband. And so I can't really imagine what it would feel like to be on the receiving end of a dressing down from the girlfriend or wife. But I hope it's humiliating because when you try to sleep with someone's boyfriend or husband or girlfriend or wife, you're trying to humiliate the other person. Like, you're doing it. You're not doing it because you have this amazing connection with this guy that you have never had with anybody else. It's because you're getting off on the ego boost of stealing someone's person.
And you probably have intimacy issues and you don't actually want to be with that person. You just want something that you know is not going to become something.
That might be part of it. But I think the humiliation is such a big part of it. So I think it's totally fair to humiliate that other person back.
Do you want to know the thing that I felt like the most proud of?
I'm dying for you to tell me.
I made sure that she knew that she was just one of the many KDs.
I love that. That we're hitting on him all the time?
Like, specifically. He must have like a past life thing with Catherine's Catholics. But like, they're all KD. They're all KD. Cheating on or flirting with or when we broke up with or whatever. Everybody that falls for Randy is named KD. All of them. Everyone.
There's a lot of kind of tomboy KDs that are definitely you need to watch out for.
For sure. Especially if they go by KT.
Oh, God. Get out of here. That is
two of them. The one I screamed at, a KT. I said, you're one of two KTs and many KDs.
And then the people on Twitter who didn't like Beyonce's Jolene would say, why are you still with him? What's your response?
Big dick and incredibly funny and insightful and gorgeous. And he eats my pussy for hours.
Case closed.
Dolly Parton, Capricorn, Virgo moon.
I did know that. Here's my next piece of eclipse news that I'm surprising you with. Like a tectonic plate that jumps out from behind another tectonic plate and causes an earthquake in Cheesecake. Wake. Quake.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, this is the story. From page 6, peace be upon them. Kate Middleton's mom desperately trying to shield Princess from family's $300,000 business debt report.
Wait. Whoa.
Yeah.
I love that news. I mean, I hate to hear it, but that's actually really juicy.
Yeah. Kate Middleton's mother, Carol Middleton, I'm genuflecting. I'm doing the sign of the cross. We love her. The British Kris Jenner is reportedly doing everything she can to shield her daughter from the family's money woes. Carol and her husband, Michael Middleton, are in more than $300,000 debt, according to a new report from the Times UK, Reliable, which claims they have been unable to pay off the money after their business went into administration last year.
What's administration?
Bankruptcy in the UK.
Oh.
Of course, they can't just fucking say it. Administration is so vague.
The office?
Right. You're making photocopies? No, you're broke. So this is one thing, like, maybe it's not personal debt. Maybe it's, you know, debt through the company, but still. The financial hardship comes amid the Princess of Wales' announcement that she is currently undergoing a round of preventative chemotherapy. Bunch of pics of Carol looking gorgeous, aging spectacularly. Carol is desperately trying to keep Catherine fully focused on her recovery, a source told Us Weekly Thursday after the Times of London reported the extent of the Middletons' financial troubles. It's a very worrying time for the family, but they are not looking for any assistance from their children and don't want them to worry. Catherine and her parents, because Pippa is married to some loaded guy also. Catherine and her parents are very close and they always check in, but talk about the business is off limits as she needs to focus on her hair. I don't think it was ever off limits before, but that
makes sense. All doesn't make sense. This is in the news.
Right.
That's like when people do stuff on reality TV and they're like, we'll never tell. That's like, at least I want to say I give credit to Levis and Scandoval himself, because actually they didn't get it on camera.
Yeah.
You want to hide it? Okay. Fucking hide it, Carol.
Here's how it seems like it came out. Earlier this week, the Times reported that Michael and Carol's business, the Party Pieces Company, cannot come up with the $329,000 in insolvency firm costs they owe after falling into administration bankruptcy last June with over 2.5 million pounds, $3.16 million of debt. Nice. So the Times reported that they can't come up with the lawyer fees. And then I guess what happened was someone else decided to spin up this story about how they're trying not to talk to Kate about it because someone just needed to get Kate's name in the headline. And this is right. How they decided to do it.
Yeah, yeah. And like, and too many people now have been like, was the video AI? I just think it's so rude. It's like, well, if she didn't know before, if you don't know, now you know, Catherine.
Yeah, she definitely knows. But okay, what do you think about the eclipsiness of it all?
If there are parents trying to shield information from their kids, the news media just eclipsed their parenting and delivered the information to Catherine and Pippa, whether the parents liked it or not. Carol and Mr. Middleton, what's his name?
Mike.
Mike and Carol tried to hide, but they were eclipsed by the need to put Kate's name in the headlines, which, if anything, should make them major influencers and, like, make some merch, Mike and Carol. Do something. Like, you actually are big enough that you could, like pivot a business out of this.
So Pippa did sort of try to pivot her famous butt at the wedding into something.
Oh, my God, her butt. That's right.
And no pun intended, people really poo-pooed her efforts. She wrote a party planning book that was like, always put napkins out at your party. Make sure the drinks have ice. It was like the most basic party information ever. But yeah, they can't be seen to be merching off of the royal family because that is really a huge no-no. And it's very day class A on top of it. The thing is, they probably didn't ever, no source close to them probably spoke to any of these publications. Mm-hmm. This actually feels like something that someone could have just made up because it's so predictable that it would be unsue-aboutable. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, they want to shield their sick daughter. Well, even if it was a lie, you can't prove malice because it's a flattering lie.
Right. We love you so much.
Even if the truth is like, Kate, look at our bills. Why won't you pay them? They're not going to sue to get that truth out there. So this is actually, I think, a really good example of like when you can get away with making something up, when it makes everybody look good and it's that, I mean, I guess that's basically it. It's just, it's the perfect crime, I think, in this case.
It's worth suing if they're actually in that much debt, I guess.
No, because they wouldn't win.
Oh. I sue you for the entirety of the party planning bill.
Right. You don't have to prove malice in the UK, but still, it's just, I mean, it's such a vague detail. You wouldn't sue over this. It would reflect really poorly on them. Here's what they should do. I mean, they sent their kids to the creme de la creme schools. These two, she was a flight attendant and he was an air traffic controller when they met, okay?
Rom-com waiting to happen.
And now their daughters are married to multi-millionaires and their son is married to this like gorgeous French girl and he has the like most incredible English countryside Instagram. Like their kids are all killing it. I mean, the kids are going to pony up the 300K if they really need it. Let's get real. Like they owe it to their parents.
Yeah, it's not going to be a nay.
Why did you say
I was just because you said countryside, pony up.
Yes.
And
yes,
I was
yes,
like,
yes,
yeah,
yes.
Of course they are. Yay or nay. I don't know. I was thinking of Parliament, like, nay, yay or nay. Get your wig on, yay or nay.
It is Cowboy Carter week, yeah. Okay, next. Really brief, really brief. The only reason I'm mentioning this is because
millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
It is also so eclipsy, Diddy's home's being raided, and him now doing these paparazzi walks where he's smiling more than I've ever seen him smile in my entire life. It's a really funny, interesting look at how the PR sausage gets made.
Wait, say more. I had a Diddy note too, but it wasn't that. Say more. What do you mean?
He got photographed riding a bike today. Has this man ever ridden a bike in his life? He was friends with Biggie. He's not out there like, hi guys.
He's ridden a few things, but not a bike.
Ooh. Right. So, but this is the thing. Like, these two raids have happened. They haven't released any charges or anything. So he's maximizing the time now where there's no new information coming out, and he's seemingly, you know, either not alerting the paparazzi, but certainly going to places where there are photographers and smiling and looking like this sweet little dad. He went out to an event with his two daughters. Like, what could be more wholesome than that?
He posted something on Easter on Instagram where then soon after he deactivated the comment section, but he posted something of his like baby daughter and was like, sweet angel, like happy Easter, like sweet angel love or something, my little baby love or something. Like, wow.
Oh yeah, it's there.
Yeah, don't say that. I wouldn't say baby love. What's the caption?
Happy Easter from baby love.
Baby love.
Maybe that's her name.
Oh, maybe the baby's name is love. Because otherwise, I wouldn't like make baby love like a thing you say a lot when you're being accused of what you're being accused of.
I guess. And then he's posting the Combs girls, three of his other daughters. Like, he posted a video of Kobe Bryant. I mean, he's really laying it on thick.
Can I tell you the embarrassing thought that I had that, like, maybe this is also, aside from the grays, why I don't get up on stage? Because, like, I really was excited, but then I was like, stop, 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 stop. And I'm going to do it. Here I go. I'm going to do it. The FBI was combing through his house. Something there?
Yeah, I think that's really good.
I think that he, well, I mean, I don't know if his chart is interesting or not. You let me know. But, well, actually, whoa, based on this conversation, it's really interesting. Hang on.
Yeah. Tell us.
Wait.
Sock it to us.
Wait, I'm realizing this right now for the first time. In real time. Breaking news. Puff Daddy. Oh, actually, I don't think I should say this because of Melissa. But Puff Daddy is reverse Beyonce.
Reverse Beyonce?
Yes.
Okay. Say more.
Cowboy car? Beyonce is a Virgo sun, Scorpio moon. Sean, the other Sean, Combs, is a Scorpio sun, Virgo moon.
So how is this manifesting in this moment? One of them's having the best moment, one of the best moments of her career, and one of them's having the worst.
Scorpio sun, Virgo moon. This is a very, how do I put it? I think the worst case scenario here is that they comb through all of his homes and find that he, Virgo moon, Scorpio sun, hid every piece of evidence, if there was evidence. I think he's like, I think this is serial killer energy. And he might love the credit for it, and even more so, love being accused, and ultimately not. I think his fantasy is that they would get this far with it, and then, but they would not go down for it because he's so meticulous.
Wow, that makes a lot of sense. Also, just to clarify, you were saying Scorpio.
That's a first thought. First,
you were saying serial killer energy in terms of the astrology, not in terms of what we think he did.
Yeah, literally in terms of the astrology, if you go that way, it also can be a wonderfully powerful energy for jewelry design or for, you know, there's a lot of things that this chart is wonderfully creative about, but it's a very seductive chart. And it's a very, on an internal level, like, of course, he's obsessed with like finding talent and working with talent. It's everything I said about Melissa. Like, it's like, this is someone who appreciates the work and talent, but on the, like, in terms of his radiant personality, he would rather be like behind the scenes in a way. Making the band was the peak of his happiness. He was like, I was successful, but actually I'm the guy that makes the guys. Like, and him being involved in blackmail. I mean, look, that is the dark side of Scorpio.
I forgot that he's the same as Melissa. I have to tell her she's going to die. Sorry, Melissa.
No, Beyonce and Puffy are Melissa and Jen.
Sorry, I'm about to ruin your honeymoon, Melissa and beautiful Zipolite.
Nothing could ruin it. They saw dolphins.
They saw dolphins. I said those dolphins looked like someone was electrocuting them under the surface so that they would jump up for you. Like they were so perfect.
Disney good.
Disney good.
Amusement park good.
All right, that's enough about Diddy. We don't have any charges yet. We wait with bated breath.
Can I just say one more thing I think is interesting about it? You know what we always say here, especially on the Trashler cast, whatever you avoid, you should avoid. How interesting that we've been doing weeks of sore J-Lo coverage. She's getting memed left and right these days. Not only did we hate the the piece and the documentary that followed, but everybody did before, during, and after.
Yeah.
We keep talking about her love life and who she's dated and XYZ. What I think is fascinating is that we keep forgetting to talk. I've messaged you 10 times. Every time we talk about J-Lo, I'm like, how do we keep forgetting that she dated Diddy? Not only are we now all remembering that she dated Diddy in this dark moment for her, but those charges, that case, remember when I totally forgot about this until this came back up, but do you remember when there was a shooting where Puffy, J-Lo, and one of his like minions was, they were involved in a shooting. The minion went down for it and is in prison now. And the girl who the victim actually came forward and said, I will allow you to take the piece of bullet that is still in my face that was too dangerous to take out at the time to actually prove that it was Diddy that shot me. I'm telling you, it was not that dude. It was Diddy that shot me. And they've been covering it this whole time.
Wow.
And the big question is like, did J-Lo know? I'll tell you what, she was there. It'd be hard not to know. Unless she really is in her own little fantasy world, just talking to the Zodiac Council or whatever. Like, but she was there. She dated Diddy first. She was like, not even like she was there, like they were boyfriend and girlfriend. She was there during the shooting.
She made a joke about it in her movie. What was it called? Love Actually ... is colon all around. What was the...
This is me now, ... the greatest love story never told.
This is me ... now, colon.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The greatest love story never told. Okay, yeah. She had a jokey scene about an idiot boyfriend dropping a gun. And it was like, wait, but J-Lo, I didn't fully like process at the time that that was based on Diddy. And it's like, girl, someone got shot. Look, you just got shot. Like, someone got... Remember that from the OC?
Not only did someone just get shot.
Lurk, you just got shot.
But also, there's someone rotting in prison. Now, I hate that rotting is now a term that we use as like a good thing. It's like rotting is self-care, but that's not what I mean. I mean, he's literally spending his life in prison.
Wait, when is rotting self-care?
Oh my God. Aside from Gen Zers covering their face in pictures, the next biggest trend is rotting. Like, so what they call what we do when we're like unproductive, like, so rotting is when like you don't get out of bed, you pull the covers over your head and you just do nothing, or you scroll on Instagram, or you just overeat, you just stay in bed and eat and scroll. And that's called rotting. And it's a part of self-care now.
It's not self-care.
Google rotting. I dare you. Google rotting right now. It's a whole thing.
Oh, I believe you. I believe you. It's not self-care to do that. Sorry. Like we all need
it
sometimes.
It's rotting. It's rotting.
Yeah. Like we all need it sometimes, but we all want it all the time and you can't give in. You know, Anthony Bourdain has a really good quote. Like that's like, I'm the only reason I get anything done is I'm constantly fighting the guy who wants to sit on the couch, getting drunk and watching TV all day. And it's like, sorry. You actually do have to fight that urge.
Well, or you have to start something like the Space Trash podcast where it becomes your work.
We're not rotting.
Oh, I definitely am, but like it's my work. Like I'm going to watch. Oh, no, I watched the Andrew Netflix thing at 3 a.m. Like I will lay in bed and watch all that. I mean, no, I'm just joking. But like I do think that like sometimes I give myself, sometimes I'll be like, I have to watch this for the pod. Like I'll be like, do this, do that, do this, do that. No, no, no. I can't walk the dogs. I've got to watch this for the pod.
That's not rotting, Sarah. That's doing work. I didn't know you were watching that. Now it makes sense why you sent me 10 links to Prince Andrew coverage with photos.
Well, I thought we had nothing to discuss and boy, was I wrong. But I thought, well, because we can get to that. You got to watch it first. We can talk about that this weekend or Monday or whatever.
Ugh, aren't we over him? Aren't we over him?
It's actually less about him and more about filmmaking.
Oh,
that's what those articles were about. It was basically people criticizing the way that the story was told. And okay. also saying that like Netflix has something against, like basically was saying like Netflix is trying to take down the royal family. And yet and still next week, Charles III will be awarding the president of Netflix a, I guess I used the word too soon, but award. an honoring. He will honor him with an award. And so, it's because last night at 2 a.m. Eastern, the Andrew Scoop scripted movie came out.
Oh, it's a movie. Okay.
And it's all about what led up to that horrible interview on the BBC.
Okay, I'll think about it. All right, let's get into Sacha Baron Cohen. So, really weird. Rebel Wilson claims that he sexually harassed her. She used those words.
Mm-hmm.
And he denies it. He says it's demonstrably false. He posted a video allegedly disproving it, to which she responded, "Well, you cut out the part where you sexually harassed me,"
mm-hmm.
which I don't know. I mean,
I would too.
Oh yeah, speaking of filmmaking, I mean, yeah, but honestly, like, everything she's saying is so believable. As much as I love Sacha Baron Cohen, and I will probably still enjoy his films, sorry, I rewatched Borat a couple weeks ago, and like, it holds the fuck up. It just does. But
dude, the fact that we're still saying my wife is an unbelievable testament to his greatness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Outstanding entry into the lexicon.
Nick says it every day. She alleges, let me say what she alleged. She was lured out of her trailer to an unfurnished concrete room with a mattress on the floor. Only people in the room were Baron Cohen and his mates. She alleges that he pulled down his trousers as his friends recorded on their phones, telling her, "Okay, now I want you to stick your finger up my ass," for a scene that he said would be in the film. Wilson, who says she was scared, claims there was no director or film crew around and adds, "It's my opinion." This is the funniest kind of part to me. Sorry to say that it's funny, but she says, "It's my opinion that Sacha Baron Cohen gets off on making people feel uncomfortable."
Wow, Rebel, what an astute. Wow. Wow, I hadn't thought about that. Wait, good point, Rebel.
Like, that is literally his entire career. And there's definitely a conversation to be had about when it crosses the line. Like, when you're watching Borat, now knowing that, you know, like, how much of it maybe was scripted, how much of it wasn't, you do feel bad sometimes for the people around him, because he is making them feel uncomfortable. And it is the whole point of that is his shtick. But I mean, obviously, sexual stuff should be completely left out of it. It's not okay at all. Like, if that happened, even if there was a film crew there, it's still not okay.
Well, but okay. I just want to say, though, even what you just said, I'm not saying it is not okay. Yeah, I am saying it's not okay. Lol, I was about to really just like walk myself down the plank there. I am saying it's not okay. Sorry, I didn't say bye to my mom. It's not okay. Sexually assault. But what I'm confused about, like, so it's bad.
It's not okay to sexually assault, but
I'm confused about, so the thing that you just read was a bit more graphic than my memes originally delivered. I didn't look too deeply into it because no matter how rebellious she is, I'm not actually that interested in rebellious Wilson. It was on set. I don't think he like brought her into a dark alley or in a dungeon with his bros. I think they were shooting something and it was part of the script.
But she's saying it wasn't part of the script and no one told her about it ahead of time. They just lured her into a room and he pulled his pants down.
But there was a whole film crew there. It was in the movie.
She says there wasn't.
I need to go back and look at my sources because I'm under the impression that it was part of the, that it, and not only was it part of, but it's still in the movie.
Yeah, well, she said it was just guys filming it on their cell phones. And okay, maybe it's in the movie, but maybe this part where they did this, like,
Right. Still not okay. Right. It's not okay either way, of course.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, she's not a mark. She's your co-star and a colleague. Like, you can't just do that. And even with, even if she was a mark, it would still not be cool. You know what I mean? Like,
you know what I'm realizing? Just real quick, I'm realizing that it wasn't that I like saw, well, I don't even remember what movie it's from.
The Brothers Grimsby.
Oh, oh my God. The irony's like super grim. The Bros Grimsky, if you know what I mean. The Bros Grim.
Yeah.
But so yeah, I didn't see it. I didn't see it. But
flop.
I'm realizing that the thing that I am referring to is Sacha Baron Cohen's statement that was a response to her statement.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. She's spoken very highly of everyone else she has worked with. And this sounds fully believable. So,
yeah. Well, in either way, it was traumatic for her for sure. It was a traumatic. Like, he, if he was a classy person, if anything, even if he wants to stand his ground, he could say, wow, so sorry that something that I thought was like, you know, kosher actually was traumatizing to you. And like, I wish I could take, like, just have a little bit of like grace there, Sash.
Right. Say like, it was in the script. And so I, that's why I thought it would be okay.
Right.
Yes, I did spring it on her to get a more natural reaction. And now I'm realizing that that was messed up.
100%.
Instead, he's kind of throwing the book at her, just being like, this never happened, blah, blah, blah. So then the other smoking gun is the announcement that he and Isla Fisher are getting a divorce. Because it's like, okay, if she, even if it was, and I'm sure they're saying it's an amicable divorce. If it was an amicable divorce, and if Isla was on his side in this, she would be like, oh yeah, no, totally. Let's wait like 3 months until the dust settles from this Rebel Wilson stuff. You know what I mean?
100%. Right. If they're going to stay friends, this feels like a reaction to me specifically.
Either a reaction or a I'm done hiding your shit.
Right. Like, or a last straw. Right. Right.
Right.
Totally. I'm actually being shown a mirror of my own. I don't know if it's like ingrained misogyny or like how hard it is to admit when a hero of yours falls from grace. Like, I think it's really, even if it's in a social situation, you know, someone tells you that their friend did something fucked up to them. And it's like the instinct to go, well, he didn't mean it, because of what that would mean for exploding not only the friend group, but in this case, like the Borat. What was the other character? The Borat.
Ally G.
Oh, Ally G was why we would sit around the TV as a family.
Me
and
too.
Watch. It was like the only thing that brought our family together, I think, ever. We didn't even watch Seinfeld. We watched Ally G on Sunday nights and laughed as a family. To blow that up is like asking, it's like, it's traumatizing to all of us, Rebs, but she's valid and it's worth putting out there for her own sake and for others. But yeah, it's interesting that this divorce came so fast after these allegations, because it actually validates Rebel's claims in the overall fuck him of it all.
Yeah.
And I think as people, we have to bring down our walls and allow ourselves to, you know, it's like we can still like Michael Jackson songs, but you know, I don't know.
Right. And also I do think that this was him going too far with a joke for the movie. Like, I don't think he genuinely was like, I hope she sticks her finger up there. Like,
1,000%.
Which doesn't make it.
I agree completely. Yeah.
You know, like, which doesn't make it okay. I mean, great learning moment for him to be like, okay, even if I do want to get the biggest reaction out of someone, that's really natural. Maybe not the best idea if it's going to be traumatic. And I think, as comics, sometimes, like, I'm a big ball buster, and I'm sure there are times I bust balls a little too hard. And people kind of leave that experience being like, was that a joke? And you know what I mean? Like, that's my biggest fear. And I think it can happen to us all.
I am so shook by my ability for pun, you know? And a lot of times it's like distasteful or offensive or whatever, but if something rhymes or if there's a switch, a little wordplay, I'm going to go for it. And then I guess everybody listening, like, we mean no harm. We mean no harm. We're busting balls and making puns out here. We're comics but we mean no harm.
Yeah. We want you to laugh. Like, we're trying to bring joy, and you can also bust our balls.
For sure. Oh yeah. We're bustable.
Like, that's the thing. And it's like, some people don't bust balls back. And like whenever you kind of meet someone and you've busted their balls a little bit and then they don't return the volley, it's like, oh no, they think I don't like them. They think I was making fun right. of them.
It's like I was being funny.
Yeah.
But because we're all so comfortable with what is. What I think is fascinating is the other piece of news that was dripped in an attempt to get us to buy her memoir is that she didn't lose her virginity until she was 35. And I'm just thinking about this right now, but I'm wondering how old she was on this set, because I also think just understanding her frame of mind, I believe at this point she was a virgin.
Wow. That makes it even sadder.
Just realizing that now. Yeah. Like, when did this movie come out? 2007? You know, like, whoa, she was like, yeah, she was probably in a full panic, even at the thought of doing whatever was in the script, let alone a practice run where they got funny B-roll. You know, it's like, fuck.
Yeah.
And that's where it's, I think, an important thing. I think it's not okay to sexually assault. Have me on record. But I think it's also an interesting, and tell me if I'm rape apologizing here, but like, it's an interesting sort of lesson in just how important context is and how people can perceive things in such vastly different ways based on, like, if these are just based on their own idea of normal or what they like. I think understanding that she probably was a virgin at this point helps me understand how traumatizing it was tenfold.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to know what you think about this in a way that won't get us canceled. So choose our words carefully.
We don't want to assault you by ear.
Yeah.
At all.
She says that she felt that every time she talked to Baron Cohen during filming in South Africa, he'd mentioned that he wanted me to go naked in a future scene, which she says was in no way essential to the plot. She accuses him of giving gross directions and says it appeared as if he wanted me to look and feel awful, allegedly making her change into smaller clothes where you could see as much cellulite as possible.
You know, I believe it. But I also, like, we're both from that, like, toxic 2000s lax bro culture where it's like, you know, I mean, Shallow Hal would never be a movie now.
Right. The thing is, so he'd mentioned he wanted me to go naked in a future scene. Seems like he's kind of asking you if you will go naked in a scene. I don't know what you're supposed.
Sure.
I don't know what. I mean, I guess it's supposed to be a negotiation between agents and stuff. But mm-hmm. if you're just spitballing together as. But he was more powerful than her at that time. So, yeah, that would come across like she has no choice.
For sure.
But, yeah, I mean, being naked and obviously like visual gags of overweight women, it's nice. Really juvenile. Yeah. And I think, you know, it's good to hear from someone how that actually feels, because I have always wondered what it's like when someone's appearance is used as a gag in a movie where I'm like, damn, is this person just like the most confident person in the world, or are they just,
or the least,
right?
Or
are
least.
They just like, I guess I have to humiliate myself for a check or to stay in this industry, you know? So I think it is good for her to talk about this, even though, like, to us, children of the horrific 2000s, it's like, well, what do you expect? Like, women go naked in movies and like we make fun of women's bodies. It's like, no, actually, this is a great conversation right. to have, because she's saying it made her feel bad and it was really shitty. If someone wants to use a body as a punchline in the future,
don't.
Maybe they'll either not do it or try to do it in a way that feels better for everybody, that isn't cheap and mean.
Or let the comically ugly person decide. Let them bring it to the table.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if that's okay for me to say that, but you know what I mean. I'm not talking about Rebbe in particular. I'm just saying, like, I could be like, I'm so schlocky and Jewish. I'm a dumpy Jew. If someone was like, you're playing the dumpy Jew, I might be like, okay, wait a second. But if I was like, hey, here I am, and maybe I can add a little dumpy Jew to it, you know, so is all I'm saying. It's about me. It's not about. It's not about her at all. No, I told you, though, like, when the Russell Brand allegations came out, my literal first thought was like, oh my god, like, have I been assaulted 1,000 times? Like, nothing. Like, it was like, aside from the teenage portion of it, it's like all the gross shit they did, I'm like, oh, this guy just watches porn.
No.
Yeah, it's fucked up. We were raised in a really, like, you sort of confusing utopian time, but maybe it was not so utopian after all. It was dystopian, but we all had Game Boy.
No, now they have iPhones and they're all watching porn from the time they're like 11 years old.
Well, that's why, like, even now, if you even go to like pornsite.com, it's all like, do you want to see a cartoon fucking? And it's like, wow, where are we at? Like, where are we at? Like, what is going on? You can't even find any good, like, run of the mill, like, you know, eat my pussy for hours shit. Like, it's just like, all right, like, you know.
The really interesting thing also is we've cleaned up the mainstream media and. But we haven't, it's like playing whack-a-mole with all the gross people. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, dude. Yeah.
With the Kate Middleton conspiracy theories, none of them were repeated in the mainstream media.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the shittiest things that were said about Meghan Markle, only like one or two was mainstream media. Mostly it was social media. The conspiracy theorists were social media. So it's like,
mm-hmm.
What was the point? I mean, it's great that we cleaned up the mainstream media in that way, but like, those people are still out there. People are still disgusting. People still want to see their worst thoughts reflected back to them. And it's the same thing with body image stuff and feminism. Like, you know, women are treated much better in the media now than they were when we were kids, when we were teenagers.
Yeah.
But porn is completely off the rails, cuckoo crazy. What does it matter?
Well, I mean, yeah, best case scenario, right. It's all AI porn.
But I mean, what does it matter that we have a more... you know, diverse, acceptable measure of beauty when 12-year-olds are watching gangbangs on, like, what does it matter? They're not looking to the mainstream media for beauty standards. They're watching horrible shit. And no one's doing it. No one's doing anything about it.
I guess the one silver lining of everything completely true that I agree with that you're saying is that in the porniverse before anime and, like, you know, titties the size of, you know, just cartoon porn became, I guess, the thing, is that the porn world is extremely judicious.
What do you mean? Litigious?
All bodies welcome.
That's not judicious.
It is. It's like in the media, we'd be like, fat girl, skinny girl. In porn, it's like...
Yeah, but judicious means, like, judgmental.
Oh, I mean, like, justice.
But is it amazing for kids to be watching, like, an overweight girl getting gagged with a dick just because she's overweight? Like, come on.
In the context of this girl's hot, too.
No, Sarah, no.
As somebody who gains and loses weight rapidly at many times of my life at all, the fact that chubby porn and BBW porn and whatever porn is in has always made me feel a little bit better. Like, I'm still hot and I'm fuckable. Even if I don't, like, look like I could be on TV right now or even on color on Zoom, LOL.
But you do look like you could be on TV. Like, the standards have opened up a lot on TV, movies, and magazines.
Right. Yeah.
I'm saying, imagine if you chopped the porn out of it, we'd be doing great. Mm. But we still have this hardcore, horrible, completely anti-woman porn proliferating that really, really young men, boys are watching, and it's no one cares.
Now, this is really, put a pin in this for the Patreon, but another just thing on my list that I'm just adding right now that I would love to have a longer, deeper conversation with you about is, so there's a lot of, like, porn for women that exists now, and I wonder if that is I like, in my mind it's helpful, but I wonder long, because there's a part of me that's like, is porn just bad? But then the other part of me is like, yeah, but just like bootlegging and speakeasies back in the day, like, there's always going to be a place for, like, the righteous side and then, like, the shadow side. Like, people are going to find a way to do whatever's not allowed, you know, so to speak, in whatever way.
Yeah, but I don't think I'm a Puritan for saying the access and the variety of porn that the average person has in their pocket right now is bad. That's bad. Sorry.
No, that's why I literally just forgave everybody that I've ever had sex with before I was 25 and Russell Brand because I said he watched porn. I totally agree.
Like, I do think, yeah, sure, it's fun for some people, but we do not need it the way that, I mean, so many people are addicted to it now. That didn't exist.
I know.
But that was so much more rare. You had to physically go to Blockbuster and go to the bathroom, like the creep that you were, to buy, like, to check out 10 porn, sticky porn tapes, you know, like, now.
Yeah.
There's no barrier to entry anymore.
Bro, that's actually why one of the reasons that I hate the Max HBO merging and rebrand so much is because all Max ever meant to me, other than now it's the app I use, was when we were kids, that's the only place that you could see Skinemax. They had softcore porn on the on-demand portal. It's the only reason I know Max is because of porn.
Yeah. It was a bad, bad rebrand.
Just go back to HBO. Everyone says HBO if they want to give something clout, period.
Yeah. Okay, what about Isla Fisher and Sacha Baron Cohen's announcement? Did you see it on Instagram?
Read me. Do you have it up? I did.
You have to see the photo I'm sending it to you. So they're in tennis whites.
Whoa.
He's making this creepy, lascivious face behind her. She looks adorable as usual. And it says, after a long tennis match lasting over 20 years, we are finally putting our rackets down. In 2023, we jointly filed to end our marriage. We have always prioritized our privacy and have been quietly working through this change. We forever share in our devotion and love for our children. We sincerely appreciate your respecting our family's wish for privacy. And that was Isla who hosted it.
My first take is that is hostile.
You think that's hostile?
Describing your marriage as an ongoing tennis match. Like, I get where that's also like a good thing. But like, no, to me, that means that they were, I mean, look, ultimately, like, she also was a comic. Like, the reason I liked them as a couple so much is because I loved her as much as I loved him.
Yeah.
And I thought they were a really funny, I thought they were like comedy couple goals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Totally.
And actually her saying, and I understand even, after the 20-year tennis match, I think that there was more, I think this was more of a contentious relationship than they ever did publicly. You know, they were very like lovey in public all the time, but I think they probably were sparring a lot. I take that as sparring. And that's, maybe it's my own shit, but I hear that as sparring.
Yeah. Yeah. It reads as, we love hard and we fight hard.
Exactly. 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 Now, what I think is interesting, like, speaking of which, like, so too, we know this is not important, but like MGK and Megan Fox have also broken their dumb engagement. And what I think is cool about it astrologically is like, okay, South Node in Libra transit. We just had the full moon South Node eclipse in Libra. What is a South Node eclipse in Libra equal? The end of not only individual in our personal lives toxic relationships, but also the end of cultural normalizing of what we thought relationships were supposed to be. Or like, I do think that there was a time not only when we just thought like assault was what tough guys did or whatever, but also that we and that like we deserve to be punished for being sexual teenage, like all the stuff that we grew up with. I also think that like fight hard, love hard, you know, analogy, the paradigm is shifting. Actually, there's, yes, obviously, like nothing is perfect, but like if you're actually in an ongoing cycle of just like, I don't know. I don't think love should be, I know like love is a battlefield, but like, let's have Dolly rewrite that or at least take credit for it. Love is the tennis court. It's the same shit. It's like, it shouldn't be a battlefield. It shouldn't be a tennis court. Earth is a battlefield. Make your love life the easy part.
Yeah. Make it the easy part. It can be for everyone. You might need therapy first, but
yeah,
you can do it. Okay. I got to go.
Go, Rebel.
This was great.
Love you so much. Great times. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Join the Patreon, even if we never post, but it's just like to support us so that we don't quit. Thanks.
Yeah, it's really important. It's important for society.
Literally.
Yes.
If you're a friend and you're listening, and even if we haven't met yet, join the Patreon.
Patreon.com/Space Trash Podcast. You got to join.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Space Trash.
Trash in space.
Space Trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus.
Space Trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times.
Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.